introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Billy Tappin and friends, and we're going to have a great show. We've actually got two great artists that we have on. The return of Lady Love, because I thought she needed a little bit more time because we were having some technical difficulties last week. So we're bringing her on. And also we have a singer, another superstar, which will be help me out here, Denise.
Priscilla.
You there?
Priscilla Price.
Priscilla Price. Yeah. Sorry about that. At this point in time, I want to take and introduce my host. We got, of course, Denise Lutatis. Let's give her a hand of applause.
Everybody, very, very happy to be here. Most definitely.
All right. And next, up we have Julie Sepulveda. And give her a hand.
Hi.
How about it, Julie?
Hi.
All right. Now, I'm wondering, have TJ arrived into the studio yet?
Let me see if he's in the studio.
Yes, I'm right
see.
Here.
TJ. TJ is here.
TJ, glad to have you back. He's been down as well as I have, but he's back, you know, so he's going to, you know, sit back, you know, if he wants to do his thing, he can do his thing. So we got him. So TJ, any words? Any words for the audience?
Say again.
I said, any words for the artists at all as we start to begin our show?
Oh, it's just great to be back, and I'm feeling better. You know how we do. We're on the chat reel, Billy and friends.
And there you go.
Yep. That's right.
Okay,
great.
So I think Alex. Well, I think Alex here running behind, but he'll be in. So let's go ahead and talk. Let's bring on our guest, Priscilla Price. Wonderful. I mean, your material is absolutely stunning. So, Priscilla, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, darling. I'm doing wonderful.
That is great to hear. Right. Now, I know that you're doing a lot of different things, and I wanted to actually talk about some of the things that you're doing and places you've been. So can you kind of elaborate on a lot of that our guests, our hosts will know, and also our audience. So we're worldwide, so go ahead on.
Well, Priscilla Price has been all over the world, from Portland to Madrid. That's from Maine to Spain.
Okay.
I performed for presidents. Okay. I performed for the Queen. I have did a lot of openings for some of the big acts back in the day. I've been doing this for 55 years.
All right.
Yes.
That is so awesome.
That is awesome. You know, I'm also a singer myself. I've been actually kind of out of it a little bit because I went through a heart transplant. So, you know, I'm healthy, but it's like it's hard being out there on that road. So I kind of like take gigs here and there. But let's move on with you. So The material that you're doing, I know you're very flexible. So, what kind of styles do you have in terms of who's one of your artists that you really really love that you admired?
Well, Nancy Wilson was the artist that I really loved. But I'm blues and soul.
Yes.
I'm blues
and
soul. And I can sing anything from gospel to opera. I was on a Tony Award nominee, Ain't Nothing But the Blues, at the Music Hall in 2006, which was a Tony Award nominee. And I've been to... my recording company is in North Carolina. I record for Rock House Records. Mr. Roy Robinson is my producer. And we do a lot of traveling. I do a lot of traveling with him sometimes. Well, I don't do it anymore because I've been there, done that.
Right.
So right now I'm just doing local stuff here in the city. And I've been I go to Idlewild, Michigan every year.
I've heard about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Beg your pardon?
That's it. I've heard of it. I've just never been up there.
Oh, baby, that's the place to go get some history of Idlewild.
Oh, yeah.
Idlewild,
well,
Michigan,
you know,
is the place to go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not. I got my place up there, and it's like 40 miles. I think it's about 40 miles from Idaho. I hadn't been up there since I was actually a teenager. But it's booming, I understand, in terms of entertainment. I've got a lot of friends that stays up there. So, yeah. So,
I've been going up there ever since 2004. And I do, I was going up there, I was doing the Williams Island Festival. And now I'm doing the John Meeks Park, which Mr. Meeks, he was one of the founders, along with Mr. Sonny Wilson up there. I do a lot of stuff up there every year.
And
now,
Billy, I wanted to ask Miss Priscilla, is it okay if we get a little listening sample of your music, which you have done? Because I know me and a lot of other people would love to listen to your gift. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right, TJ? Billy?
Sure.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
We're gonna go ahead.
If you have it, play it.
Okay.
I would
love to.
Well, let's do this.
All right.
TJ, send us over.
All right, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends.
Right.
And TJ, what are we going to listen to?
We got Tom Brown coming up fronting for Jamaica. Plus, we got the sample of our featured guest. Of course, I want to listen to that. And we have we got a little Bob Marley and Steel Pulse coming at you too.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Hey, we're back. In case you are just tuning in, we have one of the best singers that we've had so far. I mean, we had a lot. And this is a very powerful voice by Priscilla Price. And you are listening to the chat reel with Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Network Knowledge Station. So you better watch yourself. So, yes. So where'd the concept come from?
Well, my brother wrote that song for me, and he's passed on.
Oh, wow.
You may have heard of him. He was a big artist back in the 50s and the early 60s.
Okay.
He also wrote Send Me Some Lovin' by Sam Cooke.
Oh, wow.
His name was Leo Price, Lord Price and Leo Price.
Yeah, I remember them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The horns that you hear on that song,
yeah,
Barbara Mandrell's horns.
Really?
Yes.
I ain't heard that name in a while. Wow.
Barbara Mandrell,
that is awesome.
Yes. She.
That is awesome.
They all went to Paris with us when we went to Paris. They played behind us in Paris.
Okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. The Barbara Mandrell, every song that I have on all three of my CDs, Barbara Mandrell's horn players played.
Wow. Okay.
Wow,
okay.
That's really good.
I know, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That is very hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just,
yeah.
You know, I didn't get the opportunities as far as you did. I did do some traveling, but not extensive. I mean, you've had, you know, years of traveling. You know, I was kind of cut short in 96, so I had to kind of, you know, get myself back, you know, together. But beyond that, I think what you have, that is a very powerful song. And is there anybody that in the, any callers or any of the hosts want to ask any questions to Mrs. Price?
Well, right now I could see if there are any callers. I'm impressed. Myself, I always have a question. This is Denise, Miss Priscilla. I'm impressed that during the early 60s that you had performed for the heads of state, including the Kennedys and Queen Elizabeth.
That was beautiful. I performed on the compound in Hyannisport for the Kennedys as well as the White House lawn. The same year that he was assassinated, I was on the White House lawn. And it was just awesome, you know, performing for the Kennedys. Now you talking about different? That was different.
Yeah,
right.
Queen
Elizabeth is that. I mean, it's very historical and very impressive. a very impressive and exciting. I know that was just exciting for you.
Yes, it was.
To perform for both.
Let me ask you this question. You know, I mean, you had some major hookups, you know, throughout those years. I mean, to get that kind of, you know, exclusive, you know, that's heavy, man. It's like, I can't name anybody that at this moment that has actually did anything for the Queen or even the President. You know what I'm saying? That is very, very heavy.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that it don't get no better than that. I mean, that's just the real. So you have accomplished a lot. What more would you like to accomplish? I mean, you know, you're kind of, you know, winding down, but you still got the power. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
What are you thinking about?
Well, actually, I'm just doing like private events. I'm doing, I'm having a Christmas, my third annual Christmas show, because pandemic took over the other one. It would be five if the pandemic hadn't came in. I started Christmas shows every year. And Lady Love is on my Christmas show December the 17th.
Oh,
wonderful.
Wow.
Yes. Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Yes, she's going to be performing on my performing on my Christmas show December the 17th. And
where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the DRMM Hall in Detroit on 3606 East Forest. And it's going to be a whopper, too. It's going to be out of seat. I had my 75th birthday party in August.
Wow.
Really?
And,
awesome.
And you couldn't find a seat.
My God.
The Miracles. Mark Scott and the Miracles perform. The Fantastic Four perform. Spider Turner perform. I just had so many wonderful friends come and perform for my birthday. And
it was just awesome. Was Martha Reeves there?
No, she wasn't. She was invited.
Okay.
She sent me a
text. I opened up for her years back. We had Eddie and David and her. And it was a nice show, actually. But you're just going to do stuff around here.
I don't do bars.
So are you? Oh no. so are you? You're working with this particular band on a regular, or you have?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I have a band that I have been playing with. Well, my bass player and I have been together for over 30 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
He's playing with a group called the Little Rascals. And
the
Little Rascals.
Okay.
Yes. And they are great. They are great. My band they're great. I put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are
Now, are you producing anybody?
No.
Or are you just doing you? You're just doing you?
Just doing me.
Okay.
I'm just doing me. But I try to help as many people as I can. If someone needs a show, I would put it together for them and let them know. And I would, give the people. I just try to help people. That's what I do. The young artists that are trying to do something. And I would call them and tell them, hey, here's a show. If you want to take it, fine. If you don't, fine. And I will give the people their contact information to get in touch with them. Because I feel in this business, it's so terrible that you have to try to help people along the way.
Yes.
And that's
this is why we have this station. It's for independents. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really interested. It's not like I won't take an interview from a major, but, I think that we need to be more independent as artists and not depend so much on labels, because all they're doing is just using us, you know? And, I was so, even in my younger years, I just wanted to get a label deal, you know what I'm saying? But, once I went through life and started seeing what's behind the scenes, I just can't do it. I just do my own thing. And that's what you're doing too. Yeah.
I have a podcast myself. I've been on ever since April. And I have a lot of followers on my podcast. It's called The Blues Factory. We do unsung musicians, entertainers, and producers or whatever from Detroit. This is what we do. My co-host and I, because this week we're going to have the originals.
Oh, really?
The group,
okay.
Yes.
Wow.
We'll have the originals on this Thursday, every Thursday on WJZZ TV. The Blues
Factory.
We're
going to have to listen in that. We're going to have to listen.
Yes. And
TJ,
I know TJ
is listening. He's a DJ, and I'm pretty sure TJ got some questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
TJ, just a moment. I want to let you know that I'm being inducted into the International Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame.
Wow! Congratulations!
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome, ain't it? That
is so awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Go ahead, PJ, I know you had something you want to say.
Well, my only thing is that this is what we need. My question is that young artists need access to artists such as yourself and Billy and they need to, that's one reason why I have a problem with the majors, because they don't allow them to get the wisdom or the foundation building or the just learning, you know, just learning at the helm of one of you artists who have, you know, who have experience. I just hate the majors. They push them off. It's either sign this deal or not. I'm not going to, you know, that's how they do them. Either you sign it now, you sign over everything, or, you know, you have to do this, this, and this. And
exactly.
My biggest problem is that they need to have access to veteran singers, songwriters, producers, to teach them the ropes. Instead of them, you know, everybody's hungry. I understand that, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But they need to access to you folks to understand the ins and outs of the business and understand that you don't have to take every deal that comes down the line. Just because the major says sign this or else, you don't have to do that.
No.
I'd like them to have more access to you guys.
Well,
yes.
I try to help as much as possible. I really do. And every chance I get, when I have a show, if someone comes to me and says, Priscilla, I want to show my talent, I will put them on my show. Whether they can sing or not, I give them a chance. See what they can do in front of people. And
every time
I have something, you're not going to find less than 300 or 400 people at my event.
Right.
Oh, wow.
See, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to have people like this because, like I said, on this particular network, I'm looking for everything that's positive out of rappers, artists in general. You know, I don't want all these bees and selling drugs and all that kind of rap stuff. I don't – none of that stuff. We're all about being positive and trying to do a coalition, you know what I'm saying, across the board so we can change the dynamics. We can change the dynamics of what's going on with our world. And, you know, you talk about the labels. The labels is pushing as much negativity as they can. And that's actually two things. They want to tear you down. They want to build you up to tear you down. Okay?
Right.
Now, this is something that was told, and I heard this years back with the labels meeting. Have you heard about that one when they met in 89, I think? They met in California to discuss how they're going to change the game up. And it was the prison situation, you know.
They did.
The alcohol and the drugs. And you know what? These kids are so hungry they fell for it. But
yes.
A lot of them are waking up. A lot of them are waking up. So, you know, I just that kind of stuff, we are the biggest money sellers for them. You know what I'm saying? And we can make the voice and change the whole situation if we just collectively come together.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the thing, coming together.
Yes, yes. So we've got, has L arrived yet? So he must be tied up. Okay.
I'm looking to see if he's in the studio, and no, I'm not as of yet.
Okay. All right. So Denise, any questions you want to ask?
Well, I'm just listening. Julie, I know Julie might have some, but I'm just listening in, and like I said, I was just so impressed with her history with the Kennedys.
The accomplishment.
Met them, let alone perform for them, you know, so.
Well, the accomplishment is outstanding. I mean, this actually blew me away, Priscilla.
And you know what gets me, Billy, with Miss Priscilla is also she performed in a Tony Award nominated Broadway musical. It Ain't Nothing But the Blues. That's
right.
Wow. You know,
I told you we had royalty on here.
You know what? Hey, when I see you, I'm gonna do the bow down thing.
I'm just a regular old girl from West Virginia.
Okay.
And there's so many that has came out of my hometown. Fida Turner.
Yeah.
He's from my home.
Okay.
Steve Harvey. He's from my home. Bill Withers.
Steve Harvey is.
Oh.
I didn't know
Bill
that.
Bill Withers. Yep. He's from my home. It's so many big ones that's from West Virginia that I'm just, we all received the Lifetime Achievement Award from Governor Joe Matcher. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the governor of West Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we all receive these Lifetime Achievement Awards and Distinguished Awards. That's one of the highest awards you can get is in the Distinguished Award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, without a doubt.
Awesome. I'm just... Everybody, I know, this is awesome. I mean,
you
are a very awesome woman. Just happy
to,
you know.
I want you guys to make my show on the 17th of December.
Okay. Because I definitely want to sit down with you. Definitely. I'm quite sure of it.
When you see Al Boise, he have tickets. Tell him that I said to give you guys tickets to come to the show.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, let me ask you something, Ms. Priscilla. Let me ask you this. How can people get your product? Is there a website they can go to?
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon, or either you can Facebook me or YouTube.
Okay.
You can go to YouTube and buy it. It's all over.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, and we're gonna go to some nursery real quick, and then we're gonna come back and finish up with Priscilla, Miss Priscilla, because I know she's got some surprises. So that was just I'm still. My head is still spinning behind this particular interview.
Oh, you're fine.
This has got to be one of the hardest. This has got to be one of the hardest. Would you agree, TJ and Denise, Julie? This has got to be one of the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
So
awesome.
Let's go to commercial, and we'll be back to talk with Miss Priscilla Price. So we'll be right back. Go ahead, TJ, send us out.
You're listening to The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Network. Coming up, we've got Bob Marley, Steel Pulse, Tom McDonald, and Third World. Keep it tuned right here.
All right.
From author Dr. Denise Gotatis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotatis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
Got a knife, who's gonna lose their life? Body
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, The Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
We are back. Chat Reel Worldwide with Billy and Friends and on the Caribbean Radio Knowledge Station. So, as we go further in depth into this great, great queen here. I have to definitely bow to you, my sister. You know, there's been so much accomplishment that I don't think too many can ever climb that mountain. That's a hard mountain. You know, I've seen a lot of great singers throughout my life, and I've been in this music perhaps as long as you have, and I've never seen such accomplishments, and I am so proud of what you have accomplished throughout your life. I know that I feel in my spirit you've touched a lot of people in your life. You know, and some people you can kind of just sense and feel. And with you, I get that feeling. So I know that you have more greatness to do and more things to do and more things, great things to come. So does anybody in, because I know that Elle's been tied up, he talked with me earlier. But Julie, do you have anything that you want to ask our queen here? Queen?
Can I stop you right there?
Sure.
I'm the diva of blues and soul. Thornetta Davis is the queen.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to bow double. Hey, I got to bow
yes,
double now. The diva. So, TJ, anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to ask, back when you performed for President Kennedy, what was the atmosphere like? What were the times like? See, I was born almost a year after he was assassinated. So I was born September of 64. So, you know, I'm just a youngster. But I just wanted to know, what was the atmosphere like? Was it as conducive to civil rights and all that going on as it was back then? Or?
Yes, it was.
I can remember
going to Birmingham, Alabama. We were doing a show there, and it was the way we were treated, you know, even though we were on the college grounds, it was still that same thing. Yes. You know, talking about it is something else. But back then, yes, we couldn't even get gas at certain stations.
That some gas? You can't even, gas goes in the car. Gas ain't got no color on it. You know that
exactly.
Always amazed me. And learning about that, you know, in school studying history and you know all that. It just that amazed me how, you know, you couldn't eat at restaurants. Oh, you had to go around and go to the back door and get the food. It's the same food you're selling up front.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it from my point of view. But to me, that's all I saw when we studied in school. That's what I saw. I'm just like, it's the same. You're serving the same food up front as you do out the back door. And I can't get it from the front, but I got to walk around back. I mean, that convoluted thinking was just ridiculous.
Yes, but, you know, your faith, you have to have that faith. And the kind of faith I have, as my husband would say, I have that decisive faith. And I just keep it moving. I keep it moving. You know, I thank God we never had to run into any kind of problems because we did have the entertainment that the people wanted.
Right.
But
right.
That faith kept us moving. And it was all like
right.
10 of us.
Okay. Yeah, so at this point, can you give them the information, name of the album, and where they can get it from as the new people come in? You missed a great interview. So she's going to leave her information where you can get it from. And we do reruns on this, so you can go in and listen to it. So go ahead, Miss Beaver.
Hi, Mr. Billy and family. This is Lady Love. I just want to pay homage to the great diva, Priscilla Price. Priscilla, I'm excited to just bless and partner with you on the 17th. I had been waiting to come in, but I was like, I don't know if you guys are going to call me or not. But I still wanted to chime in and say thank you for even promoting me to be on the show with you all today. But I wanted to pay homage to the diva Priscilla Price because, you know, it takes strong women to pave the way for us. And I just appreciate how you just blessed me and stated that, you know, Nicole, you're going to go, and my name is Nicole, but as I go by Lady Love, you're going to go a long ways, what you told me, and I respect you for that forevermore. You always reminded me one of my family members. So I'm just grateful to know you, and I'm excited to work with you on December 17th.
Yes, it's just This is really awesome. So let's give the information again for the audience that they can be able to pick up your material, the title of the album, and things of that nature so that, you know, we can keep it going.
Okay, they can get it on Amazon. They can go to YouTube and order it. Also, come to the show and buy it. Y'all
right.
Take care, society.
That's right.
And we have Miss Priscilla Price. Miss Priscilla Price, we'd love you to come back at any time. I mean, this is a very informative interview. I mean, I'm still kind of boggled, you know, because, you know, I've been like kind of out of the loop. Yeah. So we'd love you to come back. And people, please support Diva, the Diva, Miss Priscilla Price. It's lovely to have you. We have loved every moment of this. And let's carry on the blessings, and let's come together as a whole. We have these stations, so we might as well go ahead and stretch out and get this independent situation going. I am here for anybody to get their time to get their music played. You know what I'm saying? It's the hardest thing as an artist. But I was fortunate because I had friends that was in the business and I was able to get my stuff played. But now, you know, we've got some independent black radio stations. I have a couple friends that has radio. So we're going to like be linking up. So it's like, let's kind of run this thing and let's take it till the wheels fall off. You know, so it was nice having you, and we'll try to get that away.
All
so
right,
thank you for coming
on. Thank you guys.
All right. Next up.
And if I don't see you, have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, you too. And
love
to you all. Coming up before we go to a commercial break, we're going to have Lady Love, and we're going to do, we had her last week, and we had some problems with the board. So this week, I think everything is pretty much tight. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to take and get Lady Love in here and get that music going. That's what it's all about. Let's go. TJ, take us out.
You're listening to Chat Rio with Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Network. Coming up, we've got Tom McDonald, Third World, Luther Vandross. I'd like to say a shout-out to the diva of blues, R&B, Priscilla Price. Thank you for being on tonight. We'll be
Amen.
Right back.
Thank you. Yes, we do.
Thank you.
the country fell asleep, but they scream woke. We're distracted by vaccines and TV shows, politics, celebrity gossip, popular neat quotes. Black lives, white lives, which lives mean most? We only dedicate one day to remember our fallen soldiers, the men and women who died young. But if you come out the closet as Caitlyn Jenner, you're a hero and you get a whole Pride Month. The most dangerous pandemic's propaganda from these clowns. Only masks is gonna save us is duct tape on their mouths. Don't speak. We don't need to defund police, need to defund the media who lies through their teeth like Big Pharma doesn't cure you, dog, cause every patient that gets cured is a customer lost. And Big Oil runs the world, the only wars that get fought are with the countries who have natural resources they want. Heard him claiming if a white man braids his hair and likes rap, he's appropriating culture. But if a white man acts too white, he's white trash, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a monster. Let's just have the conversation. Not every liberal is dumb, not all Republicans are racist. The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors, cause they know that if we get along, we'll probably go against them.
They can't stop us, cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die, the whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
How did monkeys become people and people turned into sheep? They put fluoride in the water that's keeping us all asleep. Claim they want what's best for us, I find it hard to believe. Cause they've been selling us cigarettes since we was 18. Fake news, fake woke, distract and divide. You're either right or you're left or you're black or you're white. Big tech don't need a microchip to hack in your life. Cause the phone inside your pocket is a tracking device.
And I don't know what I'm more sick of, rappers or Joe Biden looking like he ate 100 Xanax for dinner. Cause censoring the president and kicking him off Twitter is a bigger threat to freedom than foreign ballistic missiles. You don't trust the police or the government, but you want people giving up their right to own a firearm. Why would you be comfortable if police and the government the only people on the planet with the right to buy a gun?
White privilege getting amplified to reinforce division. It convinces white people that they're favored by their skin, and black people getting angry because they're told they're treated different. So the conflict is between us and never with the system.
Let's just have the conversation. Not every liberal is dumb, not all Republicans are racist.
The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors, cause they know that if we get along, we'll probably go against them.
They can't stop us, cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die, the whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
Step one, train the people only to consume. Step two, infiltrate adults with the news. Step three, indoctrinate the children through the schools and the music and the apps on the phones that they use. Step four, separate the right from the left. Step five, separate the white from the black. Step six, separate the rich from the poor. Use religion and equality to separate them more. Step seven, fabricate a problem made a lie. Step eight, put it on the news every night. Step nine, when people start to fight and divide, take control. This is called situational design.
They can't stop us, cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die, the whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
Show with Evie and the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends proudly sponsors the Give Back to Jamaica project. We give shoes to families in need throughout the country. We encourage our listeners to partner with the Give Back Jamaica Inc. drive. We believe in whatever it takes to build a nation. It will improve a nation by giving. Send your monthly donations in any amount. Every penny counts. Or send your shoe donation in. Don't forget to tell Evie at CRS Radio that the chat reel sent you. Send your donation to www.givebackjamaica.org or email Evie at jamaica@gmail.com. That is jamaica@gmail.com.
You better watch your walk.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
You there, Billy?
Hello, it's your mom, Cat Riller, Dr. Denise Patton, metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I'm one of the hosts of the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. I'm here to announce another good friend of Billy Tappan and Friends, the writer of The Matrix and The Terminator, the original Oracle herself, Oscar Award-winning sci-fi writer, Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work and movies of The Matrix and The Terminator? If you love these movies, you will love her book. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscience, Matrix 4. That's right, The Evolution of Conscience, Matrix 4. This is a must-read for those who love The Matrix. I am happy to announce that this book is now available at your local Barnes & Noble Best Bookseller. And it is also a recommended book at Goodreads, along with your other best-selling five-star books, The Third Eye, The Mother of The Matrix, and The Matrix Trivia. All of these books were written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular, and they are selling fast. So I advise you to go and order your copy today. Don't forget, they are available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Goodreads. You could also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supplies run out.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
Yes, Billy, you there? We are having some technical issues, but I'm sure that everyone will be back momentarily. TJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Billy, you there? Yes, because I think that I don't know what happened, but I think it's some technical issues. Is everyone there? Lady Love, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, yes. Lady Love, I just want to welcome you on. I don't know if Billy can hear. I don't know if his call dropped, but at the same time, we wanted you to talk about your achievements. We know that there were things that happened like last week, and we were just all of the hosts of the chat reel, we're happy to have you on. And we are just so sorry about, you know, the technical issues. But we're getting our things together. Sometimes the studio is not top-notch or, you know, everything is where it's supposed to be. But we love having you on. We love having you on.
Why, thank you. All is well.
Yes. And if you don't mind, Lady Love, while I'm finding everything, I know that you are a jazz, pop music, R&B, and blues singer. and you explored those sounds as a lead singer in your family jazz band, Jay Surrender. You want to give us a little background on that, Wayne?
Oh, sure. This was, well, being one of the lead singers, my twin and I actually led the band, and it was an honor to be able to sing with my sister and just singing at the Ribbon Soul Fest with a group called Envy, also singing at Nancy Whiskey's. I mean, we've performed at several different facilities, and, you know, down just being down at the Tiger Stadium, well, across from the Tiger Stadium, I'm sorry about that, but looking at it, and it just was like bringing so many people in right after the games. They would all come in, and we just started to just connect, and then we had private events, and we just began to expand our horizons, but it didn't start with Jay Surrender. It started prior to us being connected to a family band. That was just an opportunity for us to just get a little bit more exposure during our growth and our development. So it was a great experience.
Awesome. And I know that you have, you, I think you mentioned last week, you also have a twin sister. You both performed in your family jazz band, right?
We did. Yes.
Oh, okay. Is she still performing alongside you, or is it like?
No, Bianca. She does things here and there. Right now, she lives in Washington D.C. She's actually a teacher there, and I'm actually just completed her doctorate degree. So she has another focus at the moment, but I'm sure she gets down, you know, and down in Washington. I'm not really sure exactly where she goes, but I'm sure she finds some way to have an outlet to continue to sing as well. And even if she doesn't, I'm sure she sings some kind of way. But as far as right now, I'm performing and living my call, my calling out on my own. So, and, you know, connecting with some of the beautiful artists here in the city.
Oh, great. Yeah, this is something else. Now, in another thing, what I know is that, you know, you did a stage play, and you have gotten exposure to join the stage play Perilous Times. It was produced and directed by T.J. Hemphill for two consecutive years. You want to tell us a little bit more about that one, too? Because that is awesome.
Yeah. So Perilous Times is a play that has been established for over 40 years. And it's a beautiful play. If you've never seen the play, it's a must-see. It's a very big production. TJ has just effortlessly put his time, his energy, and his vision together during Resurrection Sunday is when it's normally in production. And with the production being so big and broad, it brings a lot of people to come together so that they can hear about the times that we're living in. So even back in, you know, back in the 80s and 70s, you know, we had perilous times. It'll always be a sense of a state of emergency, in a sense, you know, to where awareness has to be brought. Not only awareness being brought, but an enlightenment of, you know, your salvation. And it's basically
right.
Saying, yeah, it's like it's just basically saying, what do you, you know, what type of lifestyle are you going to continue to choose? So it just, it's a stage play that you would definitely want to see. He is in communications with a lot of states, bringing it to different states, bringing the production, you know, all over. So being a part of that, it's an honor. And it's a very, very, very enlightenment. Or enlightening play to actually see.
Yeah, wow. It's just awesome. And Billy, Billy, are you there right now? TJ?
I'm here.
TJ, Julie, Billy?
Yes, TJ is here.
Okay. Because for some reason, I'm...
Can you hear me,
Billy,
now?
Are you there? I can hear you, TJ.
TJ is here. Okay.
Yeah,
hello.
Is Julie, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There we
now, are. Now I can hear
I'm
you.
I'm here, too.
Okay.
I'm here, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Let's do this. I was going to ask you, what do you got going on in the future that you're aware of as far as concerts and stuff like that? Are you going to be around the Michigan area, or are you going to branch out? What's the plan for you?
So concerts, there's an upcoming concert outside of Michigan down in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm working with John Reed at the Mississippi Blues Fest. So I'm excited to join them down there in May 14th for Mother's Day. It's their 36th annual Blues Fest, which is like, oh, my God. It's a lot of it's a lot of artists that will be on stage and just bringing their funk, bringing their blues, and bringing their best, and just to be connected with them. That's an exciting, very exciting adventure for me. But, you know, coming up in the near future, I am going to be working with Priscilla on December 17th, so that's going to be an exciting adventure as well. I did go to her birthday event, and it was a spectacular event. It's just pivotal to understand and to know that you can work, and it's an opportunity to work with so many artists. And when you get to know some of the people that I connected with, and I tend to connect with certain people because I appreciate them. So I look at everybody in a different light. But just connecting with them, you just see so much talent. You see so much passion, and that's what I love to be around. So the more that I stay open and connected to people that have that same passion alike, it gives you a broader experience to connect and work with so many other people. So for right now, out of state, that's where I'll be. As of now, anything in the future, I definitely will let you all know. And you all can follow me on my website and also my social media pages to stay connected and abreast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes. You know, I know as an artist myself, I've dealt with some venues and stuff and with other artists. And I know with me, I think when I go out with the venue, and it's a pretty good-sized venue, I've always had this tendency to kind of get a little nervous before I go on. I don't know how many artists experience that, but I'm fine after I hit the first couple notes. I'm good. But I know I have, and I've talked with a few others. Do you have those situations when you go out?
Well, when I go out, I've learned to prepare myself. So I may have a little like, oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. I have more of excitement, and I have to calm myself down because I'm an upper, so I'm high energy. So when I'm getting ready to get prepared and the adrenaline is going, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is great. And then I may have to come down or maybe calm down just to hear because I'm getting ready to maybe do a slower song. Just depends on how I'm going to start. But I really enjoy it. So I've learned to center myself right before I go on.
Right. Well, I know the first, because I started as a young kid, of course, but as I grew, you know, got into my 16, 17, I was doing a lot of things around Grand Rapids. That's where I'm from. But when I came, when I moved from there, I was a little older, and I had the chance to open up for Johnny Taylor. That was my first show, and I hadn't been on stage in probably, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years. And it was I went through a lot. I mean, I pieced together a band, and the band was – they were okay, but they got tight. We had enough time to really prepare for the show. But that was probably the scariest time for me. Because I'm, you know, I'm dreaming, having nightmares and stuff. You know, it's like, you know, I haven't been on stage in a while, so I had to try to calm myself down. And when that time came, I went out there and just knocked it out of the park. You know, so
I bet you did a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you did a wonderful job.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I was told by a close friend, he always said to me, he says, you know what, one thing about it, you won't let you fail. And I always kept that with me in terms of any kind of performances. You know, whenever I go out, big crowd, small crowd, you know what I'm saying? It's like I always keep that in my mind. You know, when I hit stage, I always keep it in my mind. You know, because it's getting past that first song. You get past that first song and you capture the audience, you know, then you get more powerful, more motivated, you know what I'm saying, versus having to work hard to captivate the audience. You know, so there's two sides of that coin, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like you have your comedians. You know, they have some good days, they have some bad days, and they have to figure out what they need to do at that moment to change the course, you know what I'm saying, to get people more involved. So it's the same with us artists, you know. We have to take and view everything that we do on stage, off stage, you know. So that's how we are, you know. So, I know that you sent over how many tracks did you send over to us? Because Denise is working on that.
I believe it's about three of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have at about three, yeah. But
yeah,
while
I know
she's working on
that,
just to tally on what you said, it's so important to adjust your thinking, you know, because you never know what venue you're going to be in. You never know what type of crowd you're going to have. And literally, you have to become the venue. You have to become the crowd. So it's like you literally got to go in within yourself to like just zone out. And I have experience being in a venue or around people that you can actually pick up, like, hey, they may not be having a good day. They may not like the venue that they're in. You know, they may have paid their money and be like, oh, my God, I don't like this, you know, why, whatever. And you're picking that up because you may not like the venue. So it's like it's being able to have self-control. And it takes time. It takes time to get there because, you know, you want to capture your audience at all times, no matter where you are. You can be in a hole in the wall. You still want to be able to capture the audience. So it's like how do you get past that stigma because you may not like where you're at or you may not like the guy in front of you or the lady in front of you because she might be or he might be giving off a certain energy. And it's learning to, like, you know, kind of really control that within yourself. So it's like, oh, my goodness. So lights, camera, action. Oh, well, we got to go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, that was always something that kind of stayed with me throughout my career. But like I said, after the first song, and not really after the first song, but after the first verse, then I know exactly where I am and where I need to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what the deal is with that. But there's some people that, like, can go on there and it's not a big deal. But I think if you're doing it on a consistent basis, that helps, you know. See, I wasn't doing it on a consistent basis. So so that's the deal. But, you know, I always try to tell people, you know, like, always prepare yourself when you're going on, you know what I'm saying? Always do that because you never, you know, you don't take anything for granted at all, you know, so you got to go out there and do your job and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing you can do. But I have seen very little failure with anybody that I've, you know, worked with or been around, you know, so that's basically, you know, what I see. But I actually just getting things together so we can go and make this happen. So we're going to go to you got any questions, TJ, for Layla?
No, just that I hope you have a great show on the 17th, and it's been a pleasure listening to you so far, and I'm glad we had you back.
Oh, awesome.
Right,
thank
right.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's just, you know, being out there, because you've been performing for how long now?
Wow. It's been over 10 years.
Oh, okay.
It's been a good little minute. As far as a consistent, you know, process, I hadn't been consistent. Life happens, work, you know, you got to take care of your children, school, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But,
right.
But as far as the genuinity and the passion of music and actually singing, I never stopped.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you know what I'm
okay.
saying? So it's
okay.
like, you know, going into maybe being invited to a church to sing, maybe being invited to a funeral or wedding. You know, I did a lot of private events. But as far as just performing all the time on a consistent basis, I wasn't doing that. I just actually got back into performing with Sky Covington and the Satin Doll Review. And I've been doing that for over a year, which I adore. I adore the Satin Doll Review because it really takes you back to classic music, like very, very real music. And like the soul of song to me, you know, I love jazz. So it's been a consistency over a year and a half so far with the Satin Doll Review and the jazz preservation.
Okay. Now, are you staying fairly busy on a consistent
yeah,
basis?
So far, I am, and I'm excited about it. I just had a show November 30th at a small called the Kemet Hall, right off of Wyoming, 18090, right by Mumford High School. Small venue, supporting black-owned businesses in that area. And it was a beautiful turnout. You know, seated, it sat 35 people, sold out, very intimate, you know, but little by little, it's just getting your name and connecting with the people that want to connect with you, but starting building that rapport back up, it's so important to do that, you know, and the more you do it, the bigger the venue, no matter how large or small, no matter what the scale is, are you willing to give, you know, give your time and give that music, and it's exciting to do that. So, yeah, I'm staying busy, and it's really exciting. I have to be careful, though, to make sure I take care of myself and rest. You have to rest and be hydrated. If you don't, you will fall out.
Yeah. definitely. Because I know
yeah.
about that situation. I did a event in my hometown early part of the summer, and I did 45 minutes, and that was the first show I did in quite some time. And, you know, it took a toll on me, you know, because number one, I was okay vocally, but just the energy was kind of tough, you know. And I said, well, next time, and plus it was a last minute notice when they contacted me, you know. So it's like, you know, okay, you know, I got to do the show, you know, I committed to it, so I got to do it. And I'm like, well, it'll be a breeze. Yeah, right. It's like, I actually made it through, but man, that last song was killing me, you know. But you know, them are some of the things that happens. You know, we don't always get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to a last minute situation, and it's
mm-hmm.
good money. You see what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I do it for the art, but I mean, if somebody's calling me and saying we need this, and it's 3 days before. The show, then I got to try to make that happen. And I just tell them, look, you know, you can't do this. You can't be giving me like 3 days to prepare for this, you know, whether it's tracks or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I might have wanted to come, you know, with a band, you know, because I like the band
right.
feel more than anything else. I'm not really into the track situation, but
yeah.
The band phase is what I enjoy the most. So I'm just going to – that's the way I am. So I'm just – like we're doing – just like we're talking with Priscilla, you know, it's just like we're independently trying to build something here. And we're new. We're new. I mean, we're having little complications. We're new. But, you know, we're going to work all the tweets and stuff out as time goes. But this is just a wonderful thing because, you know, we're dealing with some really solid, solid acts that really are independent, that really should be seen in all areas of the world. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Priscilla's done it. But people like yourself, that is very, very, very dynamic in your performance, you know, and your vocals are very, very strong. And these things, you know, would help, you know, with this independent situation to be able to build our own foundation and to keep the R&B and the blues alive. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what the industry's done, the industry has actually just destroyed the R&B network. So they follow the leader of us. We have to stand up and we have to show them, hey, you know, we're not going to be listening to more of this crap. We're coming with the real stuff. And that's why when you become independent, they have no other reason, no other thing to do but to dance. You know what I'm saying? To dance to the tune of the creators. And, like, we are the creators of this whole situation. So why are we giving ourselves to the labels? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
They're taking all your money. You know what I'm saying? So why would we want to do that? And a lot of people are just selling out just to get a deal. And at the end of the day, they realize it really wasn't worth it after all. So, like I said, building this foundation that we're working on is like we're just trying to make it easy for the independent artists. You know, so, you know, that's where it's at. See, I didn't have them outlets. You know, I mean, I had, like I said, I had some stations that friends owned, and I got some national coverage. But, you know, a lot of people weren't that fortunate to be able to get that. Back in the 80s, you know, you're lucky if you can get anything other than college radio. You know, so.
Wow.
Now, yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, you really had to know somebody in the business. Otherwise, it was pay for play. You know? I mean, you know, back in them days, you might, you know, your manager might be a dope dealer, and he knows somebody down at the radio station and gets your stuff aired. You know, these are real, real stories that I've seen firsthand, you know, and they make it happen. But, you know, the majors basically, you know, they're doing pretty much the same thing. You know, I mean, they're just doing it in a different way. You know, they may be paying some artists, I mean, some DJs a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying, to do this and do that. Or they may do it in another way as far as, you know, trip giveaways and stuff like that to promote the artist. But at the end of the day, the artist is not getting anything. Because when you go in as an artist, you know, firsthand, if you're a person like, let's say you're a person like Prince, you know, Prince caught hell trying to just get the first album where he can actually do anything on because they want all hands on so they get all the money and give you peanuts at the end of the day. And they don't mind giving you an advance for your album and your video. They're getting it all back before you even see a dime. So yeah. So let's you know, make it happen. You know. So yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about. You know.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what it's all about. It's being able to keep the passion, keep it alive. You know, once you start just giving it all away in certain aspects, you lose the desire, you know, and that's desire.
Right.
It takes desire for you to even want to desire something, you know. So it's like, okay, if I want to stay in a certain field, if I want to continue pursuing my music career, you know, because this is what I love to do, I want to be in an environment where that's nurtured, you know. So starting your own, you know, creating your own atmosphere and knowing how well, if you kill it, if you work at it, if you connect with people that are like-minded, it will work. It has to. There's no other way, you know. So it's beautiful to create. Yeah, it's beautiful to create platforms to be able to do that, you know. So it's just sticking together to keep it going. And that's what's up, okay. You know.
Right. So what we're going to do, TJ, you got anything that you want to chime in on?
I guess I would be a little bit. What you guys talking about is artistic endeavors, keeping the continuity and being true to the art of singing and music and everything. It's the outside influences, I agree with you on that, Billy, that corrupt things. Not all things man-made are corrupt, but a lot of stuff that man-made is corrupt. And I think once they realized in the 40s, late 40s, when they realized they could make money off of you guys, I'm talking about you artists, I think that's where the business went askew so far. I mean, keep the artistry in it, yes, and I understand that it's a business, but I just don't understand why they have to screw you guys over so much. That just bothers me, Billy, to the max. That bothers me. I just don't understand why they have to just put the screws to you artists for no reason.
Well,
can I weigh in?
And control. Yeah.
Can I weigh in on that? This
sure.
is Priscilla. I'm still listening.
Okay.
The first thing you have to realize as an artist, and I started when I was like 15 years old, the first thing you have to realize is what you want, and don't let them take advantage of you, and don't burn yourself out. They will make you work. But you can't do that. That's how I get to look as good as I am at 75, because I will not let them burn me out.
Look out.
And as pretty as Lady Love is, don't let them burn you out, baby, because you're too pretty.
Right.
Okay, Diva.
Hey, Priscilla and Queen,
Diva,
you got 3 miles coming from me. We got 3 of them coming. So look forward to that.
Hey, and I'll give it up to you, too. I'm right along with Bill.
Just don't let them burn you out, because they will. These managers and these producers, you cut whatever you can, put it out there, and let it work. Let it work. Don't let them burn you out. I got 5 albums out, 5 CDs. But I don't let them burn me out, because I've been there, done that. I just wanted to weigh in on that, and I'm gonna shut up.
No,
that's fine. That's
pretty
fine.
Much. That was my whole point, that they try to work you like a mule, or for lack of a better term, a slave, you know, just to get what they want, and they don't worry about it. To me, being in the DJ, to me, it's about the artistry. It's all about the artist. So maybe I'm, you know, looking through the world with rose-colored glasses, but to me, it's all about the artist. You know, you wouldn't have, they wouldn't be able to make the money and make the millions or do the business they have if it wasn't for the artist. That's the way I look at it. That's my point of view.
Well, that's it, because, you know, when we came out, you know, I mean, with in times where we weren't able to actually associate or be in the same rooms as white people, we had to come up with our own creativity. You know, we had to come up with our own thing. So that's when that got hot and it started catching on to the white people. Then we got a notice on it. You know what I'm saying? They want to get involved now. And that's the way it always is, you know. So we have to just continue to be the brilliant and powerful you know, everything that it takes to make you what you are as a star. You know what I'm saying? So,
and hold them accountable. Hold them accountable.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I think what we're going to do, go to a commercial break and then get one of your records up, one of your songs up, and we'll take it from there.
And now, Lady Love, right, the victim of love, I think last week we had played a little bit of the victim of love. That's one of yours, isn't it?
No, that's not mine.
It's not. Okay. That's me. Okay. Well, anyways, I want to try to go to commercial break and get one of your songs up, and we will be back. Sorry about the mix-up.
You're listening to the Chat Reel, Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Show. Coming up, we've got Third World Luther Vandross and Lady Love. Stick and stay. We'll be right back right after this.
The Caribbean Radio Show with Evie and the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends, proudly sponsor Give Back Jamaica Incorporated. We support children and families in need across the country and around the world. We are a support for food, clothing, and housing needs, especially during the hurricane season. We encourage our listeners to partner with help families in need. You can become a monthly sponsor in any amount you choose for as little as $10 a month or whatever monetary donation that you can make. Every little bit counts. So Give Back Jamaica Incorporated is a whatever it takes to build a nation charity. Please send all your donations to www.givebackjamaica.org, or you can email Phoebe, and remember to tell her the Chat Reel sent you with Billy and Friends. The email address is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. I'm just waiting.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. We are back. And that was Pat and Dow by, hold on just for a second. I just had somebody pass me something here. This is Lady Love, Satin Dow. Now, that's a wonderful, wonderful song. The performance of that, I did see the video, this is just an excellent performance by you. So who would actually inspired you as a singer? Who did you admire the most? I asked Priscilla that. What artist inspired you most?
Oh my goodness, that is a very, very tough question. Because I listened to and I grew up with a lot of jazz artists, but my favorite mm-hmm. that my father would play would be Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald. Those were two great. Yeah, they were two great strong women. I'm used to strong women in my family. Like just speaking on Priscilla Price, I'm used to being around that type of strength, and when they would sing, you could hear strength. And then moving
right.
from or into pop culture, it would be Whitney and Anita Baker. So those were the ones that I really connected to.
That is, man, that's hot right there. That is really hot. So that's it. So I mean, we got some situation here. Denise, you wanna see what's going on with this situation, because I did get everything over.
What's happened is when I'm, and I do apologize, Lady Love and everyone, when I'm uploading in the studio during the times that I do upload on the blog top, it's impossible to upload MP3 video, you know, sound footage in the studio when it's live. And before that, when I get the material, like what I was trying to explain was that I don't have like when I'm uploading music, I don't have like an AOL account. I don't have the other access accounts. You have to have access to certain accounts or Dropbox or anything like that. When we do receive the material, I have to receive it in MP3 in order to upload music. And it's been a mix-up in my Yahoo box because all of it, all of the material that I did have. I did get, however, Priscilla, Miss Priscilla MP3, but I do not, in my box, I didn't have the one that I needed for You Lady Love. That's what happened. And that's what was the problem, mixed up with the studio. So, yeah.
Oh,
so, you know.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, is there a better way that I could send you my music? Is there a different, like, what would be the best way?
The best way is just the MP3. It's similar to what Billy has. You know, I don't know if you and Miss Priscilla, if you're close, but it's the MP3. It's like just a little sound bite. Even if you have something on Amazon that, you know, people can go buy and listen to. Even if you gave me the name on Amazon, I will be able to get the sound bite and put it through all the time. And see, Lady Love, we're going to want you to come on so much that you're just going to start hosting the program with us.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Oh. Okay, I would love to come back.
This is what we're going to do. All right, we're going to get this stuff corrected because I am not happy about it, but we're going to get it corrected. And I just want you to come back, you know what I'm saying, if you have the time or whenever you're ready, and we'll keep the satin dial in play, and then we get the material corrected so we know we got everything correct, and then we'll bring you back, you know. So just let us know what your schedule is. What is your schedule?
Because I wanted to make a point that when material, any time a guest will come on, they have to have that sound bite, like a little album, the MP3. Because if you send the video, it's no way for me to get that sound bite off of it. That's what's, you know, that's the problem with the technology we got now. So
now,
okay, Billy, I have a question for you. So the songs that I sent you, Billy, those songs weren't acceptable. I just want to make sure I don't keep sending the wrong thing.
Apparently not.
Oh, it's
apparently
just
not.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we got to figure
it
out.
Just, we'll figure it out. It's okay.
Okay.
No worries, Lady Love. You just come back on and tell us more about what you're doing, because we enjoy listening.
Okay.
All right,
yes,
real
ma'am.
Quick here, Lady Love. Where can people get your material?
You can find me on Lady Love Music. That's Lady Love, one word. Music is the second word, on YouTube. You can also follow me on ladylovemusic.com. And if you want to send an email, you can send an email to ladylove@ladylovemusic.com. And you can also follow me on my Facebook page, which is Lady Love, one word, music. And you'll be able to follow me on all streams. So you can also find a few of my songs on all platforms. One of my songs is called Elements, and the other one is called Clear.
Okay. Good.
On that note.
All right.
On that note, I'll be talking with you, and we'll schedule stuff up, okay?
Sounds like it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much. All right, we're out of here. Everybody have a good evening. And we'll get much better as time grows. We've just been having a little technical things going on. So stay with us. Let's peace out.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
deep in.